Some time ago, a young man said to me, he said, how would you react if I told you that I thought I was the center of the universe? I said, well, I'd react by thinking you're a normal human being. We all feel like that. For example, if I asked you where you thought here is, H-E-R-E, you'd probably say, well, it's right where I'm standing. And I'd think the same thing. We all think here is where we are. In other words, we're the center of the universe. Another word that's very difficult to pin down is the word now. When do you think now is? Because you can't pinpoint now. If you say it's now, no, that's then. Even the sentence I'm saying right now is in the past. It's okay, so there's no now and then. But there's still the sun rising, the sky is still blue, and up is still up. Oh no, it's not. The sky is not blue. You ask any astronaut, there's no color to it. The sun doesn't rise. The earth turns, giving them the impression to us the sun actually rises, and there's no such thing as up. You say, what do you mean there's no such thing as up? Well, you tell me where up is. You point up, say, that's up. Well, you go to New York, move across the curvature of the earth, and someone in New York thinks up is that way. Keep going around the earth to someone in Australia or New Zealand and say, where's up? And their up is our down. There's no such thing as up, there's no such thing as down. The sky's not blue, the sun doesn't rise, and there's no here and now. So what can you be sure of in life? Well, there's an old saying that says, two things in life are sure, death and taxes. It's not true. Plenty of people avoid taxes. Plenty of people, millions avoid taxes, legally and illegally. So, what can we be sure of? Well, we can be sure of death. That's for sure. All of us die, 10 out of 10 die. And the reason we die is because God has subjected the entire human race to something called futility. And what do I mean by that? Well, everything you put your hand to in this life is transient. It's not going to last. It's eternal. What it is temporal. Doesn't matter what it is, what riches you attain, what possessions you obtain, they're going to be snatched from your hand. Even fame and fortune doesn't last. Take, for instance, a man called John Wayne. 131 movies, a lot of cowboy movies, very famous man, household name in the Western world. But you ask this generation, who's John Wayne? They'll probably say, oh, isn't that an airport in California? Huh? We're subjected to futility. The only thing that lasts is God. He's eternal. You and I are temporal. So if you want to pass from the temporal into the eternal, what you must do is somehow get in contact with God. Well, how do you do that? Do you become religious? No, that won't help you. What you must do is have God do a divine operation within your heart so He comes to know you. And then you can know Him. You cannot help yourself. You're like a surgeon who needs a brain operation. He cannot operate on himself. It's impossible. And what you need is God Himself to do a divine operation in your heart. And there's one thing that will help that take place more than anything else, and that's your understanding of God's law. That's your understanding of your state before a holy God. So let me go through that law for a few moments and ask you some questions. And all I need from you is an open heart. All I need from you is honesty. You've got nothing to lose. Please be honest, and you've got everything to gain. Have you ever lied or stolen in your life? You say, yes, I have. Then you're a lying thief. Have you ever used God's name in vain? You say, yeah, I have. That's called blasphemy. Well, you use God's name as a cuss word. Do you realize that Jesus said this? Whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever done that? You say, yeah, I do it all the time. Well, listen to how God sees you as a lying, thieving, blasphemous adulterer at heart. You see, God sees your thought life. Nothing is hid from the eyes of Almighty God. And the Bible tells us something about His character. It says this: God is just and holy. That means God will see to it that justice is done. He will not only punish murderers and rapists, but He'll punish thieves and liars and blasphemers and adulterers and fornicators. That puts you and I in big trouble. In fact, the Bible says this: we are enemies of God in our mind through wicked works. That God's wrath abides upon us. We're like a magnetized anvil waiting for a hammer to come down, and that hammer is eternal justice. Did you realize that? Do you realize that God's word promises all liars of their part in the lake of fire? Do you realize no thief will inherit the kingdom of God, no adulterer, no fornicator? That's someone who's had sex out of marriage. In other words, you're in big trouble, and if you die in the state you're in, you have God's promise, you'll end up in hell. Now that's not an easy thing to say. You don't make friends by saying that, but folks, it's the truth. If you got in a car and I knew the brakes were faulty and you were heading towards a 1,000-foot cliff and I knew you were going to go over the edge, I would have to tell you. And I have to tell you today that God is just and holy and you aren't getting away with a thing. No murderer commits the perfect crime. Not one. He's going to be brought to justice. Neither is a thief or a liar or a fornicator or a blasphemer. God will bring every work to judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. So what will you do on the day of judgment? Folks, I don't want you to end up in hell. You don't want to go to hell. And that's not God's will. God puts before you a way of life and a way of death. And he says, choose life. And the reason God can give you life today is because he's rich in mercy. And he sent his son, born of a virgin, Jesus of Nazareth, was a unique individual. The Bible calls him the only begotten Son of God. And the reason he was unique was because he was without sin. And he was able to give his life as a perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We violated the laws of eternal justice. And God's anger was against each of us. But the moment we came to Christ, the Bible says our sins were washed away. Now I'm speaking of Christians. If you're not a Christian, then you haven't experienced having your sins washed away. And you need to do what the Bible says and repent and trust in him who died for you and rose again on the third day. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Is it nothing to you that God became a person and gave his life to take the punishment for your sins? Is your heart so hard that you can allow someone to die for your sins and have it mean nothing to you? Folks, do what the Bible says. Repent and trust in the Savior. Turn from all sin and put your faith in Jesus Christ, and you'll pass from death to life. You have God's promise on it. Something in you says, I don't want to die. Something in you says, oh, this life is futile. Minute by minute, you're getting closer to death. But the moment you repent and trust in Jesus Christ, listen to what the Bible says. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will know reality. You'll come out of this futile, transient existence, and your feet will be established upon a rock. And you'll find yourself in a relationship with him that is eternal. And folks, please do it today. Please put your trust in Christ today. You may not have tomorrow. Every day, 150,000 people pass into death. And you may not see the sunset tonight. So call upon the name of the Lord. Put your trust in the Savior. And the Bible says you'll pass from death to life. In a moment, my friend's going to come and briefly speak to you. We both want you to know we don't get paid for this. We don't particularly like doing this. It's very awkward. We don't want your money. We're not saying join a church. We're only here because we care about you and where you spend eternity. So folks, please give it some serious thought. After you've spoken, we'll offer you a free CD called What Hollywood Believes. Please take it. You'll not only find it fascinating, but you'll find it helpful.